How is machine learning used? Machine learning is a popular buzzword nowadays. You have often heard the term machine learning thrown around, especially in data science for digital marketing. Other familiar terms like artificial intelligence, data science, and data mining may seem synonymous with machine learning. There are slight differences between these different fields, which all fall under the umbrella of data science. Data science is the management and analysis of data, and within data science, there are many ways to analyze the data and use it to learn. Machine learning is its own field of study within the realm of computer science. The idea is to predict something, and as you add more data, compare predictions to actual outputs. Over time, your ability to predict should improve, and errors will be reduced. One of the most important functions of the human brain is the ability to change our behavior based on the outcomes of past events and situations. If a situation has a positive outcome, we recommend that, and in turn, if a situation has a negative outcome, we also store that in our memory. Later, we will use this data to make decisions about new situations. Over time, we learn how to interpret situations, even if they are totally new and we aren't totally sure how to behave or respond. Machine learning helps us create a mathematical way of copying the human ability to learn over time and through a new experience. Machine learning models learn over time and improve their methods of predictions, therefore improving outcome. Past data is compiled, and over time, the model can make better and more accurate predictions. Over time, the program will be able to make more accurate predictions because of the new data it's been given. It learns over time how to do a better job at completing a given task. Some of it has inspired science fiction, spurring fears that artificial intelligence will surpass us and take over the world. Eventually, our machines will be able to do everything that we can do, but better. Our computers will surpass us and leave us behind. Despite common fears, artificial intelligence is still a relatively young field with a long way to go. While it may not take over the world anytime soon, machine learning has changed the job market today, and it will only continue to change it in the future. Jobs that used to require human thinking can now be done with machine learning. Factories, medical diagnosis, and even taxis have the potential to be done using artificial intelligence and machine learning. Data is becoming an ever more important field of study. Patterns in data can be impossible to interpret with a human brain, which is why we use machines to detect patterns. In finance, machine learning is being used to detect fraud. Algorithms are now capable of detecting when a financial transaction has characteristics of fraud. Companies can spot fake reviews by recognizing word patterns and timing for review postings that are more likely to be fake. Our phones use speech recognition to understand what we are saying and to respond to our requests. Social media uses complex data analysis to recognize patterns in our photos and can tell who is in a picture before we even begin tagging. All of this is done by collection of data and interpretation through machine learning. That tell who appears is data, which is analyzed and improved upon by machine learning models. In 1959, Arthur Samuel first popularized the term machine learning. A graduate of MIT, he chose to create a computer program that could play checkers. He chose checkers because of its relative simplicity, but also because checkers contains many possible strategies. This predated IBM's Deep Blue, but the theory was the same. Let the computer learn over time with new data. The computer considered the positions of every checker piece and each potential move. Each move had a score with a probability of winning. The algorithm included factors like the number of pieces on the board and the number of pieces that had been kinged. The algorithm memorized every combination of positions that it experienced in a process called rote learning. For each of these combinations, it remembered the score of the probability of winning. Over a few years, Samuel played countless games with the machine in order to teach it how to play. Machine learning was coined to express what the machine was doing to learn how to beat opponents. The machine had to learn how to play checkers and learn how to reduce its errors to win. This was the first time that machine learning was talked about as its own independent field of study, outside of computer science or artificial intelligence. Stanford University refers to machine learning as the science of getting computers to act without being explicitly programmed. Samuel's computer didn't have to be programmed to remember every possible checker's move. Instead, the experience that the machine gained served as data, and it learned from each game to optimize its strategy for winning. Statistics offers the structure and mechanics for machine learning. Despite the birth of the term machine learning in 1959, it has only been recognized as a separate field of computer science first since about the 1990s, with the advent of Deep Blue. Normal computer programming uses an input command to direct the model. An example of this would be plugging 4 plus 4 into your Python window. It will give you the answer 8. Instead, machine learning uses what's called input data. Input data is what the machine needs to learn, whereas input command would mean that the machine is not self-learning. The programmer doesn't specify what he wants the answer to be. Instead, the machine interprets the data on its own, which makes it self-learning. In machine learning, the machine takes data over time and uses it to create a new model for something. The machine will detect patterns and structure within data, based totally in statistical logic. It is completely based on mathematical algorithms. Rather than using intuition to search for patterns, patterns are found at a quantitative and logical level by the machine learning model. The more relevant data a machine is exposed to, the better it understands and can predict the outcome of the model. Machine learning is only useful if you can make it improve the efficiency of the task you are trying to achieve. Before you begin with your data, you need to think specifically about what you are trying to learn. What is the question you are trying to answer with your machine learning model? The environment is always changing. And if you want to create models that are up to date and work in the changing environment, then you need to continue to teach your model with new data. If you want your data to be useful to you, then you need to find a way to keep your data up to date with the current questions. Find out as much as you can about your market or about the environments that you are operating in. What kind of things are you trying to understand? If you are using machine learning to improve your business, then find out what kinds of variables make up your customers' choices. These are things you want to identify and study in your models. You must have a good understanding of your subject before you can use machine learning to study it. It's impossible to predict the future, even with machine learning at your disposal. But if you can adapt your models to the ever-changing data, then you will have a better shot in the long run than if you stay stagnant. Before you start, you should have a good amount of knowledge of the data you are choosing. Where did it come from, and how was it collected? What format is it in, and what will the challenges be while interpreting it? These are the types of questions you should be asking when you begin. And I hope that with this book, you'll be able to look critically at the data before you begin. It's not a one-size-fits-all approach to predicting the future, and it won't give you the magic formula for anticipating future business trends or stock prices. But it is an incredibly useful tool that, when used right, can make decision-making much easier. Opportunities to experiment with machine learning are growing. It's a challenge today to find the right people to fill the jobs required for the development of machine learning and artificial intelligence. It's a specialized field, and there is a short supply of people with statistical and computer science knowledge to move the field forward. This means there is an opportunity for people who possess the skills necessary for machine learning.